Thanks for listening to Why So on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. It's time for Graduating Latino, our series on education for Latino students in the Miami Valley. It's part of the National American Graduate Initiative in partnership with Think TV. It's pretty much accepted by education researchers that preschool attendance has positive long-term effects. People who go to preschool are more likely to be successful in K through 12 education and to adapt socially to being around other kids. But preschool numbers for Latino kids are lower than other ethnic groups. Today, in our Graduating Latino series, WYSO's Jerry Kenny reports local organizations are trying to change that.
Are you done? You're done?
It's lunchtime in the Twin Towers Head Start classroom in Dayton. Around a dozen children and their teachers are sitting at low-set tables talking about fun stuff like mermaids. After a busy morning, the kids are still full of energy and curiosity.
Microphone?
Hi.
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 Hi, table.
Hello.
The children come from lots of different backgrounds. Amanda Looney says she felt intimidated when she first started teaching here.
Because I walked into the classroom and a lot of the students didn't speak English as a first language. I had a lot of Turkish and Spanish and Arabic and maybe just a handful of English-speaking students.
But Looney says the children made her feel at ease. She learned how quickly little kids pick up on language.
It's really interesting to see them all blend together. And you'll see the Turkish students learning Spanish so they can play with their Latino friends.
Assistant bilingual teacher Neri Mian says language is really important in early education.
Me being bilingual, Spanish speaking only at home when I was young, there was no one there to help me out with homework or anything. And my dad didn't know any English.
And now Mian is passionate about helping others in similar situations.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love to help out children. I love to know that knowing that their parents know there's someone here that speaks their language, that can help them out when they need it, and teach them English.
But many Latino children don't get this early start. One national study finds 63% of Latino kids age 3 and 4 don't attend preschool. Don Wallace Pasco is with Children's Defense Fund, Ohio.
We're not doing enough to get children of color, both Black and Latino children, on track educationally.
Getting on track early means being kindergarten ready, but according to a report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, around 41% of economically disadvantaged Latino kids in Ohio aren't coming in ready for kindergarten. The numbers also aren't that great for Black children at 29%, and about 16% of white children aren't ready either. Wallace Pasco says starting out unprepared has long-term effects.
Children who don't meet benchmarks, such as things like third grade reading, are less likely to graduate from high school, which then also has long-term effects on their health, their ability to find good jobs, and a whole host of things that you don't necessarily think of when you're deciding to send your child to preschool.
That ripple effect is what organizations like El Puente Educational Center in Dayton are trying to prevent. Alyssa Wagner is the program director for the After School Language Tutoring Program.
El Puente in English means the bridge, and that really is our mission, to be kind of that connecting point between American culture and Latino culture and help to bridge the differences and connect schools and families together.
She says there are a number of reasons Latino children might not go to preschool.
With parents having to work full-time and preschool mostly being offered for half day, for that cultural aspect of my kid is too chiquito, they're too little, they're too small to leave the home. I think a lot of it is access. Parents don't know how important it is.
El Puente and other community groups are trying to get the word out about early education for Latinos, but Wagner admits they still have a long way to go. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.
American Graduate is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To hear more from this series, check out our website, WYSO.org.